Just one announcement, basically, and that's September the 29th, 2000, which is the great feast of St. Michael. And on that feast day, we will bless a statue of St. Michael. And we also beg you of your special prayers on that day. If we live by the Spirit, we shall obtain life everlasting. If we live by the flesh, we shall obtain everlasting death. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The admonitions of St. Paul today are too great to ignore or just pass over lightly. For in reality, only someone who is Christ-like can correct those of the faith. He did so because he was concerned over their spiritual welfare. And as you heard, he said not to be envious, not to be jealous. Don't look upon someone else and say, well, he's better than I am. This all springs from love. And in his time to convert not only the Jews or the Israelites, which were his people, but he went from town to town to town and tried to convert those who worshiped false gods, and he had a hard time at it. Some would listen, and like the parable of the sower who went out to sow his seeds. Some fell upon good ground, and some fell upon bad ground. So to speak, for us, we too have to be, so to speak, reconverted. We have to come back to the principles and the reality of what our faith really is, what it really stands up to be. Our Lord cautioned us and said, be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. That does not mean that we walk through life and seeing all the evils of today and remain silent. But in our day and time, preaching is not the answer. The answer is example. And until we lift up our hearts and minds to God, until we start praying like we are supposed to, and people see us doing these things, though not actually seeing us, but they can tell. You can tell when somebody of good spirit enters a room. You feel very awe-inspired. You feel like you want to stand close by him to get or collect some of that burning love that He has. And when we pray, let us not pray once in a while or half-heartedly or when some tragedy happens and then you pour out your heart to God and say, why this, why that? Do you really expect Him to hear your prayer after so long neglect? We must be cautious. We must watch. We must pray. Show good example. Because what else is there for us to do? We can't go out and reconvert the whole world. We sit here on this little property here, saying our prayers throughout the day, and are persecuted for it, while others who say their morning praise and afternoon praise and evening praise are glorified. Something doesn't sound right. We are trying to sow the good seed. And that seed seems to always fall on rocky ground, where it springs up for a time, and then when some tribulation comes, it withers away. Why were you created? To know, to love, and to serve God. That's primarily God's will. Does this leave any room for our own things to do? When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, I don't think they spent too much time thinking about what they wanted to do. They were thinking more on what pleased God. And the more they pleased God, the more grace they received. But with us, sometimes, when this great light shines upon us, we have a tendency to cover our eyes, say, no, no, no. Pride has no place in the mind of God. And when we have converted or reconverted and come to the reality that things are the way they are, and yes, it hurts, because that's what God wants. It's God's will to heal us, where He says, I do not wish the death of the sinner, but that he be converted and live. see, converted and live. Not as some erroneously believe that because of, they may believe that they're predestined to hell because of knowledge. God's knowledge and God's will are two different things. And there's a big difference between them. So, my beloved people, we must be charitable to those, as St. Paul admonishes us, of the faithful first, and then reach out to those who do not understand. But only through much prayer, many tears shed, much mortification, much suffering, and a lot of compassion. For every two steps you seem to go forward, you seem to back up 15. Because the road to salvation, though is narrow, is not real easy. It's a continuous struggle against self, against the world, and against the devil. May God bless you and keep you, and pray for us here as we do every day for you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.